You're listening to the Obesity Revolution. We're adding fact to fat. You can join the revolution. Follow the conversation and Sean's weight loss journey at theobesityrevolution.com. Now, here's Sean Mulroney and Brandon Glore.
Obesity does not define a person, but it does slow you down, hold you back, limit you, and what you can and can't do. Welcome to the Obesity Revolution podcast. I'm Sean Mulroney.
And I'm Brandon Glore.
Man, you know, those struggling with obesity, Brandon, want to lose weight more than anyone else wants us to lose weight. And it's just not having the tools and, you know, the know-how, the knowledge, because you don't know what you don't know. Mm-hmm. And I think that, you know, people out there even losing 100 pounds, which, you know, the century pound mark is great, but you say it's overrated, which it is, because mm-hmm. everybody wants to get there. It's about being the consistent and doing that and doing small steps, small tweaks, like mm-hmm. you always say. And the struggle goes on and goes on. But you know what? We can find our way around it. I want to lose weight. And that's what the Obesity Revolution program is all about, to get other people yes. out there that want to lose weight, but just don't know how.
No, that's correct. We're trying to give everybody the outline and the guidance and the process to get started.
Yes. And that's what we're doing with this episode today. But before we get into the guests, I love hearing the reviews. Like I said, it doesn't get old. We have a powerful, powerful review that people listening to the podcast are getting the help that they need. And your review help. We want you to leave a review. Go to theobesityrevolution.com and hit the podcast. Go down to the bottom and you can leave that review on Apple Podcasts. That's where you leave the review at. You don't even have to, by the way, you don't even have to have Apple products. All you have to do is have an iTunes account. People say, well, I don't have an Apple phone. Just create an Apple iTunes account and you can do it on your PC, whatever you want to do, and then leave that review for us, because it helps us push our message and puts us in ranking on the podcast link on Apple Podcast. And you say, well, why do you want to do that? Because I want more people that are obese, that are sitting in their home, that don't have anything, and all of a sudden they come across the Obesity Revolution podcast and their life gets changed. And what helps is like the review that you're going to hear right now that's very powerful. So here it is.
Another 5-star review. Finally, common sense about fighting obesity from Braddykins. The great accomplishment of the Obesity Revolution podcast is that at its depth delves into the commonality ever omnipresent among those of us struggling with obesity. The fact that it's not all about food, but a state of mind that leads to self-doubt, inactivity, and in my case, depression.
Man, Brandon, was that a good review or what?
Yeah, that's cool.
It is. It doesn't get old like you say. And we have an amazing guest, okay? His name is James Lugo. James Lugo, his highest weight was 275. He lost 100 pounds. He was like all kinds of health problems. But you know, the other thing about him too was he's a former vocal coach of American Idol. Now, come on. But you know, more important to that, James has lost an incredible amount of weight. Welcome to the Obesity Revolution, James. Thanks for being on our podcast with us.
Hey, man. Thanks for asking me. I'm a huge fan of the Obesity Revolution, and I'm on the Facebook group every day.
Awesome, cool. Man. Well, and you're crushing it. And Brandon's okay too, right? For being not an obese person. So he's sort of, you know, take on our
yeah,
other form.
He gets the normie nod, right?
He does. That's yeah. funny, man.
See, that, Brandon didn't have to eat 1,400 pizzas to realize this. We did.
But he has the metabolism of a hummingbird, you know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
it's like he can eat it.
You know, so now I already don't like him. If he's got that metabolism, man, the skinny gene, right?
He just needs to bottle it up. He'd make a fortune.
Yeah.
I mean, right?
I've never worked hard a day in my life either, right?
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
That's awesome.
No doubt. But, you know, here's the thing, though, James. You being a former American Idol vocal coach, of course, do you think you could get me to my vocals to be on American Idol? Do you think you could teach me from ground zero?
I think so. Miracles happen. Right? Oh, well, yes, of course I can.
You can?
I mean, that's what I do, right? Miracles happen. Do you sing? The question is, do you sing already?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, well, but the question is, artistic way.
No, but the question is am I good and can I hold pitch and am I tone deaf? Yes. That's the thing. So
well,
you
know what's funny? Miracles happen in singing. I've witnessed it myself and been a part of watching people that were completely tone deaf.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden they get good and it's unbelievable.
Well,
so,
guess
a
what?
A lot of times people have the spirit of the singer in them.
I do.
You know, and it's just a matter of sorting through the, you know, it's like when you're really fat, but you're actually ripped. You're actually Dwayne The Rock Johnson on the inside.
Gotta find that hidden potential, right?
Yeah, you just happen to look like Chris Farley on the outside.
Oh man, thank you. That's what I'm saying. Chris Farley's my man. I mean, seriously.
I miss that man.
I miss him so much, James. I mean, how you're speaking
that. David Spade worked in my studio on a record. He was actually
really?
His roommate. David Spade had a roommate. Yeah, years ago.
Oh, man.
When I was in Hollywood. And man, when he would come in the studio, I couldn't resist myself, man. We would be throwing back and forth, you know, Tommy Boy lines.
Yes, yes.
And,
Richard,
oh
what
God.
You do? Richard, what's wrong with you? Fat guy in a little coat. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my kids do that. My kids
mine do too.
Little coat.
Yeah. Fat. Yeah. Richard, what? Okay. I love it, man. I that's why I love you that much more. So Chris Farley is, I mean, yeah, you give me that compliment so I can sing like him. You know what I'm saying? But anyways, I'm a goof off like him, but can't sing.
But the big question is,
what's that?
Can you do the motivational speaker
of
thing?
Of course.
That he did?
My name's Matt Foley. Yes.
Yeah.
And I'm a motivational speaker. Dad, you just need to shut your yapper. I live in a van down by the river. Yes, I can do it, man. Bro,
that's
okay.
Funny,
well, it is funny, man. And that's awesome. But I'm going to be your Frankenstein to be your next vocal student. And I'm going to be the next American Idol. So that, anyways,
right.
Because of you. So up to you, James. But what's more important than that, let's get into your story, of course. And, you know, where your weight is, how you got there, and then what caused that intrinsic motivation to get you out of it. So let's start there.
I guess I was kind of more of a normal kid. I put a little weight on after high school, and then I took it off and got skinny. This was in the 80s, and I moved to L.A., and, you know, was doing the rock and roll thing. And, you know, I was 145 pounds and shirtless on stage and shredded. And I worked at a gym and I was totally into it. And then I think over time, you know, it's a combination of just having my heart broken in the music business and my career. And I don't know, I just started to pack it on. And, you know, food was always my buddy. You know, I love to eat. I still love to eat. And then little by little, it started to come on. And I actually really started to gain weight when I was on TV, which really stunk. You know,
yeah.
Like it's one thing to like, yeah, it's another thing to be fat on American Idol. And like, oh, my God, you feel like you're the only fat person in the world. But yeah, I was doing a bunch of TV shows and working for Nickelodeon and American Idol and putting on weight, and it was becoming a problem. And I mean, obviously I had endured some of the, you know, the humiliation, and, you know, people in the entertainment business are not always, you know, they're pretty blunt with you when you start gaining weight, and they're not like touchy feely. So, yeah, it hurt, and it just got worse and worse and worse. And about 4.5 years ago, I was sick. I'd gotten pneumonia. And I was 275 pounds, and I had chest pains, and I was hypoglycemic, and I had knee surgery, and I had sleep apnea, and, you know, eczema, and I was hobbling, and I was massively depressed, and I was massively angry. And I got sick, and I spent the better part of 3 months in bed, and I just couldn't. By that time, I mean, I was 51 years old, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you're 51 years old and you're fat, chances are you've tried everything. I've done it all, man. You know, every pill, every Weight Watchers, you know, by fitness, you know, ab rollers, and, you know, and everything. I did it all, man. And I had no confidence in myself, and I had no, I just thought it was hopeless. And the main thing I thought was hopeless was that I thought, how can I ever lose weight? Because I'm hungry all the time. Like, I'm one of those people that when I get done eating, I'm hungry. And also when I'm eating, I'm thinking about the next meal. Mm-hmm. And then I'm thinking about, ooh, maybe in the morning, my wife will make breakfast burritos. Like, I'm that, you know, that's my focus, right? So 4.5 years ago, I'm lying in bed, chest pains, hypoglycemic, sleep apnea. I'm freaking out. I'm going to doctors and getting all kinds of steroids and amoxicillin and medication and, you know, all these inhalers, and they're trying to figure out what's wrong with me. And I reached a point where I realized I had no immune system. And then I started to research immune systems, and that's where I found out, like, that a big part of your immune system is in your stomach. And it led me to that movie, Fat, Sick, and Nearly Dead. And I bought it on iTunes, and I watched it every day while I was laying in bed. And I mean, I watched it over and over and over and over again.
Wow.
And August 1st, 2015, my wife bought a masticating juicer, and we started, you know, I started drinking kale. I started drinking juice, and I did about 24 days, pretty strict. I ate some, but I did better. I did a lot, mostly all juices. Wow. And after about a week, it was weird. I was out of bed.
Mm-hmm.
I felt a little better, and I lost a little weight, and my skin looked better. And all of a sudden, I wasn't having these chest pains. You know, and at the time, I had, I still have, I had two little kids. They were like, I don't know, 2 and 4 or 3 and 5. So I had little kids. I'm married. You know, I got all this going on, and I'm basically dying from basically food addiction. And, you know, the realization that one day, you know, there was going to be some other dude sleeping in my bed, telling my kids what to do. Just, I wasn't down with it.
Right.
I just was not down with it. And that was it. It started, like I said, it started August 1st, 2015. So almost 4.5 years ago. And it took me 22 months to lose the 100 pounds and, you know, a lot of learning and, you know, a lot of mistakes and navigating food addiction and navigating depression and anger and anxiety. But finally, I got down. I weighed in. I starved myself down to 175 just because that's all I wanted to see was that dang number on the scale. And, you know, so I guess I've been in maintenance mode for close to 3 years, and it's, you know,
congratulations. Amazing.
Yeah, that's
Brandon,
great.
I mean, congratulations, James, seriously.
Thank you. And I mean, that's how I, you know, found you and what you and Brandon are doing, because I'm a student of weight loss. I'm a student of health.
That's great.
I'm a student of nutrition, and I, you know, this is my calling. And the weird part about it was that I grew up in and around the gym business, and I used to be a personal trainer, and I was a nutritionist for a while, and I was in the military. So I wasn't ignorant. I was unwilling.
Wow,
you know what
damn.
I mean? Like, I just couldn't, I just couldn't put the fork down. I just could not put the fork down, man. So that's where I'm at.
Awesome that you just took the action to do it. But what I want to look back at is when James sat there and said that he's a student of this.
Right.
And that couldn't be a better statement, because as an individual trying to take control of something that you feel is out of control, we have to learn how to get that control back.
That's good.
And this is a learning process. There's a huge learning curve that comes with it. There's wrongs, there's rights, but it's through your trial and error that you have to figure it out. And it is your obligation and your duty to try to figure this out. Somebody's not just going to hand you a perfect platform and say, this is going to take care of all your weight loss problems or whatever problems you may have, and this is going to fix it. No, you've got to give it a shot. You got to see if it works, and then go from there. So you are constantly learning. And James, I can only imagine in your maintenance, you said you've been in your maintenance for your past 3 years or so. I can imagine the learning that's gone on through those 3 years. I would imagine is probably more than the weight loss process. Am I correct?
Well, you know, it's different because it's a different energy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm not, like, I was losing the 100 pounds. I was so obsessed.
Yeah.
And I mean, I had like laser focus to, you know, this. And once I got it, then it was like, oh, well, what's my next, you know, what do I want to do now? Run a marathon? Do I want to, you know, become a personal trainer? Do I want to, you know, where is it I want to go with all this? And that's been the thing of trying to figure out, like, what am I going to do here with this now? And the weight has modulated up and down about 10 pounds over the last 3 years. And right now I'm in the best place with everything that I've ever been. And I'm finding my way, you know, and the thing with weight loss, like, you see all these people that do it. And, you know, I mean, I know people that just fast, like, you know, they just fast for like months and months. I can't do that. Like, that's just not for me. I see people that are like perfectly ketogenic and they just eat keto every day. Like, they don't go above 20 grams of carbs. I just can't do that. Like, when I go to New York, I'm getting a slice of pizza. It's not, it's going to happen. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know all these people that do these things, and it's like, it works. They all, I mean, everything to one degree or another will work if you're consistent. True. So for me, it's been finding what I like what I can do. So I'm like kind of an intermittent faster, and I like to work out in the morning fasted. Mm-hmm. I like to just drink water at night. Like, I have kind of a thing that works for me.
Yeah.
And it allows, it's like there's deprivation, but then I'm also, you know, there's a little payoff. I can have a little chocolate or a burger once in a while. I don't know. I'm
absolutely
not perfect.
Right.
So yeah, that's been the thing, is like, every time I felt like it was slipping, I felt like I had to bounce back into perfection. And then it would be like, okay, I'm going to, you know, I'm going to fast for 14 days. And then like day two, I'm insane. And then I wake up at 3 a.m. and I binge, because right. I'm a binge eater. So I'm kind of dealing, I've dealt with, you know, the spiritual malady and the mental malady of being a binge eater. So now it's like, now it's all finally starting to make sense. And I'm finally, it's like, I'm 55 years old and I'm growing up, Sean. You know what I mean? It's taking me 55 years to stop freaking killing myself.
I mean,
you know, it's like, I know. Thank God kept me alive long enough to finally start to grow up.
Isn't that amazing, James? I mean, I think about what you said too, is that, yeah, whenever we can, it sort of kicks in and say, yeah, what are you doing to your body? And, you know, Brandon, whenever we, you know, first started, you know, when he took me on, which was amazing in itself, if we're not doing something that's sustainable, you know, that's why I've been on every diet, every try, you know what I mean? Every this, every that. And so what I feel like, you know, if it's not working for you, and that's what, you know, Brandon said too, back, I don't know when he said, you know, if you, there's no one size fits all.
Right.
You know, and everybody wants to do, you know, the buzzwords or the fad diet. I mean, and, you know, think about it, you know, even keto, I like it myself, you know what I'm saying? And it's helped me out in a lot of ways, but, you know, figuring other things out with health problems that go along with it. And so I got to stay in it as long as I think, and I'm going to get results eventually.
Man.
And if you don't, you're everybody wants to try the get quick, you know, way out. Not, or at least I did that.
You see what works for somebody and say, well, if it works for them, it's got to work for me. Give me your outline. Give me your cookie cutter. And then you go to do it and realize it doesn't work. And that's when you have to start twisting it and turning it to meet your individual needs,
you know,
your personality, you know, the whole deal. Like, a lot comes into play.
Right. And especially, like you said, you want a slice of pizza. Well, and that's, too, quoting Brandon, as Brandon said, so you're not going to be perfect. And so you can't be human, if you will. You know, and Brandon, you know, he's, whenever I first started, he gave me a, you know, what everybody calls a cheat meal. He called it refeeding meal because, you know, you're not cheating, really.
Mm-hmm.
So the refeeding, and, you know, I looked forward to that. That sort of cut the monotony out of, you know, doing something that you do, and if you think that you're not going to have something or a piece of chocolate or whatever. And, you know, I think about addiction. You talk about that. That's something I'd like to really delve into. I don't believe every obese person is addicted to food, okay? Just like, you know, there's people that are 180 pounds that are addicted to food.
Mm-hmm.
So my thing is that with the I had a bad relationship with food. I always did. You know, comfort food, you know what I'm saying? You want to comfort, and no matter what you eat, I mean, you, on your scope, would you consider yourself an addict or a binge eater, James? I mean, you said a little bit about it. I just want to expound on that a little bit.
Absolutely. Well, and, you know, so I'm going to be totally transparent here. I'm also like a clean and sober guy. Like I'm hooked on phonics, dude. It's like I have the addiction of more. Yeah. Like if it's whatever it is, if I like it, I don't want it to stop.
That's right.
And
right.
whether it's
same way.
Drinking or it's running up credit cards or it's Oreo cookies. Mm-hmm. There's no separation for me. Like it's all the same. It's like, give me more and give it to me now. And I don't care about consequences. And I, you know what I mean? And for me, it was like, you know, the old saying, frothy emotional peel seldom sufficed. So a lot of times, like, you know, if you're fat and you got kids and you're 300-500 pounds, and you know, obviously your wife is like, geez, is this dude gonna make it?
Yeah.
You know, her going, you know, oh man, well, do it for the kids. That never worked for me.
Right.
I had to find something beyond just that. And
what was that?
For me, it's God. It's been a higher power, because the addiction is so powerful that I never was able to self-will it away. It just didn't work. Mm. That's why, like, going back to, like, when I was at the worst, you know, I wasn't ignorant. Like, I know. I get it. Eat meats and greens and walk. I get it. It's not rocket science. But I can't do it, because in the morning I wake up and I hate myself and I don't want to walk. Mm-hmm. And then I walk into the kitchen and I hate myself. And I stand there and have four bowls of cereal. And then that action just signifies it. It's like, yeah, I am worthless. Look at me. I didn't get up. I set my alarm to get up and walk, which I didn't do. I shut it off and laid back down. Then I got up and started eating cereal. I am a loser. So that I had to break that cycle.
Yes. And then that's great, James, because I know a lot of people listen to this deal with that as well. And then you're sitting there just beating the crap out of yourself. And we always say this, you're your own worst critic, you know? Shu, our producer, just brought this point up to me. She said, you know, forgiveness is incredibly healthy too. And you've got to sit there and get over it. New plate, new slate, as we like to say, but give yourself some credit. You know, it's not a big deal. Move forward from here and you're going to mess up. You know,
if anybody did to me what I did to me, I'd kill them.
Right.
If anybody did to me what I did to me, I'd kill them.
That's a good point.
Because nobody fat shamed me like I fat shamed me.
Yes, we were the biggest bully.
I had a doctorate in hating myself.
Wow.
You know, I had a master's degree in regret and hating myself. I mean, I was, like I was saying, you know, when I was like at the worst and I was sick and in bed and not working and imagining some other dude with my wife, like, I was so angry, and I was really angry at myself, but I couldn't face the fact that I was so mad at myself.
Yeah.
So I had to be mad at everyone else.
Yeah.
And I had to be mad at the system, and I had to be mad at this, and I had to be, you know, so I'm just like, and when I'm that mad, the only thing that helps is pizza. That's the only thing that gave me any relief.
Sure.
So it was like the thing that was killing me was also the only thing that was helping me.
Wow. That's powerful.
It was powerful.
Wow.
Yeah, man.
And in closing, James, here's what I want you to do. What would you say to everybody out there that's listening to this to get them on track? If you could say one thing to them.
I think the most important thing is that you just admit that you don't know anything. Mm. You it's like you have to admit defeat. I was in the Army. And the first thing they do when you join the military is they break you down because they can't build up. It's like they can't build on top of a bad foundation.
Right.
So if you're 30 or 40 or 50 years old and you're 200-500 pounds, whatever you are, you've done it all. You've done Weight Watchers. You've done Isogenics. You've done, you know, Insanity, P90X, Ab Blasters, whatever you've done, right? All these drinks you get at GNC and, like, you have to realize that, like, let it all go. Say, I don't know anything. I don't know anything. And then you start seeking the truth. Obviously, nowadays, you know, the internet's a great place. I mean, just what you guys are doing, I mean, if people get involved with that, that's a solution.
It is.
You know what I mean? And they find what works for them. And, you know.
Good.
I mean, I love watching the workouts, Brandon's workouts, because he's, you know, he tailors them to whatever you're at. I mean,
you need to come up here and work out with us and then tell us, James.
I'm ready, man.
I want you to.
I'm ready to get my kettlebell swing on.
You'll get more than that swing. Your body will be shaking like a leaf on a tree. You need to come. That's what you want to do. But James, it was so awesome to have you on. And thanks for sharing your story and doing what you're doing. And so next time you come up here, Brandon, you'll go through the Brandon glorification system.
Yeah,
and then you
man.
Can train my voice and get me to be the next American Idol. So that's what's going to happen.
I will.
James, if you can work a miracle, it's not getting him to sing well. It's getting him to stop singing during workouts. You land that one. I'll pay you all you need to be paid.
James, don't listen to him. I'm going to keep singing all the time. Because Brandon gives me the bad teacher look, you know what I'm saying? Like with his hand on his hip and stuff like that. So he does it every time. But hey, James, thanks for being on this. I love you, man.
Right,
I love
man.
Watching
and, hey,
you. And so
I love
it's awesome.
You too. And
so
I'm glad you guys are doing good stuff. And fat people are worth it. You know,
sometimes
when you get fat, you just feel like you're not worth it.
Good.
But like you're worth it, man.
Absolutely.
You can bounce out of this stuff.
That's awesome.
Absolutely.
You know? That you heard that. You're worth it. Don't ever let anybody. Your obesity does not define you. Correct. Exactly. So, James, thanks, brother. Get out there and jam.
All right, man. Take care, guys.
All right, James. Thank you. Man, James hit it out of the park, Brandon. What do you think?
Yeah, no, it was neat to see the outside look on somebody who's not only conquered the weight they wanted to conquer, but maintain it for, you know, going on 3 years now.
Yes. And what about this? You know, he's 55, you know, and record producer, all that stuff that people in the business, so they think people that struggle with obesity, you know, that we're just in our homes. We don't have any purpose. You know, we don't have. So him, I mean, he's 275 still, you know, that's a lot of weight for somebody that doesn't need to be there, of course, but him losing that. But, you know, the thing that I really liked that stuck out, you know, with him that he said, hey, you know, I watch you all the time, Brandon, and good, you know, videos, and he's watching your keto series that you're doing and have done. And I think it's very, very awesome to have people like him that it's really reigniting him and keeping him on track. And I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
If you ask me,
it is. And, you know, we made the statement in the earlier podcast that we're always learning, you know?
Yes.
So you've got to be able to be that student and venture out and learn and find what you need.
That's right. And guess what? That's what we're doing with our podcast, with our program and the Tour VIP program, $19.99 a month. Go to theobesityrevolution.com. If you're struggling with obesity and have nowhere to go and you're listening to this now, sign up. 63 cents a day.
Yeah.
That program would be to you, you could charge $5,000. Am I correct?
Yeah.
Yes or no? Everything that they get.
Mm-hmm.
So guess what? Why not take it and do something about it and get your life back and take the first step? Just like what James, you know, was talking about. He came out of there and wish he would have had, a lot of people wish they would have had a program like that to start. But another great episode, Brandon, if you ask me. So on behalf of me, I'm Sean Maroney. Get healthy.
I'm Brandon Gore. Stay healthy.
And we love you.
Thanks for listening to the Obesity Revolution. Now it's your time to join the revolution. You can follow Sean's weight loss journey and get coached by trainer extraordinaire Brandon Glore at theobesityrevolution.com.